Here's Dr. Joseph Hiblin, another member of the committee who voted against the change.
The hepatitis B vaccine program is one of the world's greatest achievements in medical health in the protection of children. And for that reason, we have a very high bar before we make any changes to the current program.
And he and other members are worried that other changes may be in the works.
So let's talk about that. This isn't the first change this administration has made in vaccine policies. Remind us what else has happened and what may be coming.
Yeah, the Trump administration has already made it harder for many people to get the COVID-19 vaccines, made it more complicated to vaccinate babies against chickenpox, and changed the CDC stance on a possible link between vaccines and autism, even though that's long been debunked. The CDC committee is now scrutinizing the entire childhood vaccine schedule, which for decades has protected children against more than a dozen dangerous diseases, including measles, mumps, tetanus, and, you know, polio. Here's Dr. Rochelle Walensky, a former CDC director.
We rely on an infrastructure of vaccines not only to protect ourselves and our children, but to protect our communities and one another. Today's meeting was just another one of those chisels in the infrastructure that we are really, really relying on to keep our children, ourselves, and our communities safe.